This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra is urging Coloradans to be prepared as bird flu continues to spread among farm animals. The secretary visited Denver Thursday. 10 Colorado farm workers have tested positive for the virus, and half the state's dairy herds have been infected. Becerra says state and federal agencies are cooperating on the response, but he worries about the virus spreading.
If it starts to go to other animals, especially, for example, pigs, we know we're getting closer to the day where it jumps over and really starts to do respiratory infection of humans. And that's when we would all be in trouble.
Becerra spoke at the Latino Policy Summit in Denver. Colorado Springs is holding public meetings next week to gather comment on a new homeless response plan. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the plan outlines six strategies to address the city's unhoused population.
Those six strategies range from increasing on-the-ground outreach programs to providing employment opportunities for the unhoused to prioritizing mental health care. It also places an emphasis on enforcing current laws on camping and panhandling to protect the wider population, along with property and the local environment. Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilade says homelessness is a top public safety concern he hears from constituents. The last time the homelessness response plan was updated was 2019. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The newest concert venue in Colorado Springs opens tonight with a show by One Republic, the band that started its career in the Springs. Ford Amphitheater expects to host 40 to 50 shows a year. The venue's opening comes over some neighborhood opposition that included a rejected appeal and a dismissed lawsuit. Other acts that will play the site this year include the Beach Boys, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, and Godsmack. This is CPR News and KRCC.